Friday, the 27th of November 2015. Black Friday. Welcome back again here. Today to talk about the stamp duty changes brought on in the autumn statement. It's now for buy-to-let investors increasing by 3% on each tier. Kit, you've got some numbers around that for me.
Yes, I do. So I've got a couple of examples for us here today, just to kind of put it in real terms, people who may not understand the 3% rule. So, for example, if you were buying a flat at 192,000, your current stamp duty would be 1,350. The new stamp duty as of April will be 7,120. So that's an increase of £5,770.
Wow.
And then I've got a more real example maybe to us and locals to the area. If you were buying a two-bedroom flat in Streatham for say 460, the current stamp duty you'd be paying is 13,000. The new stamp duty you're paying is 26,700. So that's an increase of £13,700. So it's more than doubled.
Gosh, it's massive, isn't it, Kit?
Yeah, and after this, the Chancellor has said that first-time buyers should now be able to compete with investors, mainly because obviously before they would have been outweighed in terms of deposit size,
yes,
ability to complete and things like that. So I just want to know kind of how you think it's going to impact on the market.
Yeah, well, it would be nice to think that first-time buyers had their chance to compete because, you know, it is very, very tough for young people out there.
Yeah.
But I question whether this is the way forward for a couple of reasons. The first one is that the problem with doing this is that people that were thinking of investing into the sector now need a lot more money to do so. So you're taking, by definition, a lot of those people out of the opportunity of buy-to-let. The problem that gives you is one of supply. And we already know that in London we've got a massive undersupply of property for rent. Mm. And this tends to drive rents upwards. So this is a real problem because the people that are the first-time buyers, quite often right now, they are renting.
Yeah.
And if they're renting and the rents are going up, how are they supposed to save for that deposit? That's one of the things that I think is a real issue. The other thing is that if you're going to do something like this, then you should do it across the board. Apparently, corporates with over 15 properties are going to not have to pay the tax.
Yes.
Now, that seems shocking to me because I don't see why someone with a larger portfolio and therefore more affordability should have any advantage over Mr. and Mrs. Average that are just trying to do the best maybe to pay school fees for their children. It just doesn't seem right to me. And you know, he's squeezed at the top now already with the tax changes, mm-hmm, with stamp duty. And what happened there was that if you look at the top end transactions now, they've just dried up completely.
Yeah.
Why? Because buyers at the top of the market recognize that it's just a ridiculous amount of tax. And what happens is that it just wiped away the market. And I think there's a danger that it'll wipe away a proportion of those buy-to-let investors.
Yeah.
And you know, if you squeeze the top and you squeeze the bottom, the middle can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So I think this is a real bad decision by the Chancellor and a bit short-sighted. If it brings about the change that we all want, which is for more affordability for first-time buyers, then that's all well and good. But I fear it may not do that. I think also you have to consider that given that these changes come in next April, there's a problem, and that is that you're going to see buy-to-let investors scramble now for the next 4 months to get in on that deadline. And what that will mean is prices will go up, again, defeating the point of getting first-time buyers
exactly
involved.
Yeah.
So I think for many reasons he's attacking it from the wrong angle. And obviously for any buy-to-let investor, it's a double whammy. We've already lost the tax relief on interest payments,
mm-hmm,
and now on top of this, this is done. It's another reason why, you know, landlords are feeling very vilified right now,
yeah,
for no apparent reason. I think it's purely the fact that they've got to attack someone, and right now, you know, it was the bankers, and then it was the lawyers, and now, you know, it's the buy-to-let investors. No doubt at some point they'll see somebody else's done well business-wise, and they want to attack them as well.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that more or less kind of wraps it up with the episode on the stamp duty. Just for some information in terms of the levels, it's currently 3% between 40k and 125k. So that was obviously formerly 0%. 5% between 125k and 250k, and 8% between 250 to 675k.
Thank you, Kit.